Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Headline, Fox News, right now. Department of Homeland Security Secretary, or shall we say Department of Homeland Insecurity Secretary, because that's what he's doing, insecuring the homeland. One in five migrants have an illness. You don't say what kind of illness.
Yeah.
We don't know. We didn't bother to test them.
Well, then how do you know they have an illness? If you haven't tested them, how do you even know they have an illness?
Well, I think they're estimating it because they put like a bank of medical professionals out there at the camp.
Mm-hmm.
And so they knew there was illness there. But I think they deliberately didn't test them for COVID because it's been backfiring on them when they did.
Yeah.
For instance, the state emergency that they caused in McAllen, Texas, where they dumped so many COVID-positive illegal immigrants at once that literally the hospital system was overwhelmed. They had to bring in doctors and nurses from outside. And the Biden administration didn't care. So I think they learned from that. They had a COVID outbreak at one of our military bases, too, where they were stashing illegal immigrants. So I think they learned from that. And then the best way to not have figures on how much COVID you're spreading is just to not test for it.
And then there's the crushing hypocrisy of all of this people complaining about these Haitian migrants. Listen, this is nothing racial. It is not against immigration.
Why would it be?
None of this. It is about people who are illegally coming into this country. And
we don't know who they are.
Well,
Lee.
Number one, how did they get from Haiti to the Mexican U.S. border? Okay, they had to get there somehow. Haiti is an island nation. I don't think they swam there. It's kind of a long way. So somebody paid for them to either take a boat or a plane to Central America so that they could then come illegally into this country. So if you're talking about poverty, if you're talking, I don't have a job, life is horrible in Haiti, which it is. But how did you afford to get from Haiti to Central America so you could then walk up to the U.S.-Mexico border and enter illegally?
Because liberal and Democrat funded NGOs are bringing them here to vote. That's why.
But
bring them here to vote.
Well,
they do.
I know.
It's anybody
I mean,
you can load up on the ship and they take them. And then others are selling everything they have. And again, most of the Haitian immigrants that are on our border right now, they've been living down in Central America for years. And working there too. They work papers and everything. They just have come up because Joe invited them.
I would have more sympathy for someone who is stranded in Haiti now, who is there now because of the earthquakes and the because of the hurricanes and the damage there, and of course the completely failed state that is sometimes called a Haitian government. I have more sympathy for those folks who are there now because they are truly living in horrible, poverty-stricken conditions. I understand that. But for someone who has flown or gone on a large ship from Haiti to Central America, somebody paid for that. You either had the money for it yourself or somebody bought it for you. You've got some influence somehow to get someone to pay you for that. I have less sympathy and empathy for those folks who are trying to do that than if you were in Haiti trying to get to this country somehow, some way, directly from Haiti to the U.S. I mean, no, and nobody's talking about that. They show these poor Haitian immigrants on, and I get that. I understand why these news networks are doing this, and Fox News is interviewing this guy with a Biden-Harris shirt on that claims he's from Haiti in Mexico and talking about how he wants Joe to get him a job. Well, how did you get from Haiti to Mexico? Somebody please answer that.
Well, and New York Post did a good job of that like a week ago, and it talks about almost all of them either were brought over by NGOs or they sold everything they had. It's about $15,000 to get from Haiti.
$15,000.
Yes,
$15,000.
Yeah, to get
$15,000 U.S. American petrodollars.
Yes, and they have, because they're not real dollars. So they've been living there in South Central America for 3 to 5 years on average. And again, I explained why they came up here all of a sudden, why there's another 15,000 walking right now. And that is because Joe did one thing. He canceled the repatriation flights to Haiti. So if you've paid $15,000 or you've made the journey funded by a Democrat NGO and you've got a job in Central America, you're not going to go to America because you could get flown back to Haiti where you started instead of being stuck in, say, Peru, where the Lambda variant, which is completely vaccine resistant, that is the epicenter of it right now. So you're not going to stay in Peru where you were languishing in Lambda hell. You are going to bring the Lambda and come up here because Joe canceled the flight. This is part of the reason why I think they're not COVID testing anymore, because the ground zero for Lambda, which the Japanese have been warning us about, COVID completely vaccine resistant, yeah, is Peru, Guatemala, and Argentina. And so that's what's coming up here. They don't want to be detecting that, so that when Lambda breaks out here, they could blame the unvaccinated as if somehow we just inhaled it while walking down the street. No, this is where it's coming from. And they'll do that. But anyway, so all of that is going on. Meanwhile, can I tell you the thing I like the most today?
Okay.
This is the thing. I'll tell you why this has happened. You see what Shaquille O'Neal just did? Mm-hmm. You know, the NBA legend?
No.
Is it a
new pizza he's got out?
Yeah, well, he just unidentified. Well, there's that, too. He's probably promoting that. He just unidentified as a celebrity.
Oh, he unidentified
as
a celebrity?
He unidentified.
Okay, how do you unidentify?
Well, I don't know, but he just did. I've never seen this before. But he says he does not want to be a celebrity anymore. He's done with the glitz and the glamour. He would like you to buy his pizza, by the way. But anyway, you know what he said? He says he's done. Quote, these celebrities are going freaking crazy, and I don't want to be one. I denounce my celebrityness today. I am done with it. Okay. You know what I bet had something to do with this? Have you seen the rebellion that has begun? Okay. It started, with the rap star, right?
Yes.
The female rap star.
Yeah.
Why am I blanking on her name? I did a whole podcast on her. Am I getting old? Is that what the, is this? Is this what this is
like?
I'm just tired.
It's not Nicki Minaj, is it?
Was it?
Was it?
I'm
Maybe
blanking
it was.
Out.
I don't know.
Anyway, Rihanna just took up for her.
Really?
She's much bigger. Yeah, it was Nicki Minaj, and then it was Rihanna. Rihanna just took up for her. By wearing this T-shirt, basically saying, you know, freedom of choice is done in America. And so now you got Shaq, and they're all just because they're all nuts. And Nicki Minaj said flat out, look, I worked in China. They tell you the rules when you hit the ground there.
Right.
You know, you can't criticize the government. She's like, I feel like I'm in China. And she said, you wouldn't believe how many other stars like me feel this way, but they're afraid to speak out. So now Rihanna's on her side. I mean, this is a problem. And she, I guess, she, you know, Shaq and Rihanna, all them going to get a phone call from the White House because that's what happens now, right?
Yeah. You get an invitation to come have a little talk.
Well, to the re-education camp, yeah. But it's exactly. All nice and everything. Got it decked out with, like, you know, high-end snacks and stuff. But it's still the re-education
like that camp. Shaqaroni pizzas.
Yeah, see? There you go. It all comes together. Meanwhile, you know today is National Neighbor Day, right? Did you know that?
Okay, good.
Only 51% of us trust our neighbors and the rest do not.
Well, I pretty much have to because most of my neighbors are my relatives. Because
is that how it is out there in Anderson County? Is that how it is?
No. This is a unique situation because we've got some property down there.
That's what they always say. Uh-huh.
No. These are relatives. These are relatives.
I can hear the banjos.
Oh, come on now.
Okay, no, I'm sorry.
You know me better than that.
I know. So, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. Go on.
No, I'm done. Just order me the Shaqaroni pizza.
We're out of here this morning. Okay, yeah. So, people are telling me about their neighbors, their crazy neighbors. I had a neighbor once with a drinking problem a long time ago. And we had to move. He would get drunk, and he would not remember what he'd do. And, I mean, our neighbors would find him, like, passed out on their lawn furniture in the morning. One of our neighbors walked outside. He was just sitting there in the dark. Just sitting there.
On their property.
On their property.
Oh, okay. You said he's passed out on the launcher. I thought he was at his own home. If it's his own home, that's his business. But yeah, if it's on your property, that's another situation entirely.
And then I had these neighbors one time when I was renovating houses. And so it was in kind of a sketchy neighborhood. And they would have the whole family over for like a cookout, like regularly, right? Mm-hmm. And then they would just, instead of using a trash can, they would dump all their plates over the fence.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah. I mean, so, you know, you see baked beans everywhere for the next 3 months. Yeah. You're stepping in them. Those things take a long time to rot.
Yes,
I don't know what kind of preservatives they put in them. Anyway, texters are texting in about their crazy neighbors. Texter writes, we had neighbors that would steal baby pigs from us, steal corn from our fields, and then when they grew, they'd try to sell them to us.
Oh, great. Yeah.
Yeah. I got to love a neighbor like that.
Real entrepreneur there.
Yeah, really. Another texter writes, our neighbors got upset we fenced the property because they'd been illegally using our driveway to access their backyard. So they spray painted a devil with horns onto a metal drum and pointed it at our property. Now that's when you move right there. Texter writes, I don't have a crazy neighbor story because I'm probably the crazy neighbor.
Yeah.
There's always one. So it's probably you. And then, oh, this is so true. We do this too, Lee. All our neighbors, texter writes, all our neighbors have nicknames. Crazy dog man, wavy dude, crazy lady, crazy cat lady, crazy comic book guy, and the dog lady.
Yeah, I figured there had to be some animals involved there, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I don't know why the craziest ones always have the most animals, but they do. Which is not to say if you have the most animals, you're the crazy one. Don't take offense. And finally, I love this one. My crazy neighbor goes outside around 10:30 at night, pretty much every night, and yells at the trees behind her trailer. Does she live in Anderson?
Maybe she's calling for tree equity.
Yeah, I know, really. If you ask her who she's yelling at, she says the people in the trees. Can you see that being a horror movie and then you find out there really are people in the trees? She's not crazy.
People in the trees.
Yes. Right outside the compound.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, this does it. Today's Neighbor Day. Tell me about your crazy neighbor on the text line. 71307. Texter writes, I lived next door to a swingers club. One morning, there was a Dunkin' Donuts van in the parking lot. Still there from the night before. I never ate at Dunkin' Donuts again. I go, I understand. I get it completely. Yeah. Texter writes, I had a crazy neighbor. His wife went on vacation and his dog happened to pass away. He dug a massive hole in his backyard to bury the dog. The other crazy neighbor on the other side of him saw him burying what he thought was a body. The other crazy neighbor said his wife went missing to the authorities and he buried her in the yard. State police, FBI forensics tore up his backyard for a week. It was time to move. Oh, that's a public service. You keep the FBI busy for a week like that to keep it into any trouble. Yeah, but I wouldn't want to live there. I wouldn't want to live there. Yeah. Okay. sorry. This is one of those days. Okay. Meanwhile, so much crazy stuff going on in the news today, too. Looks like they're going to break healthcare in New York. Going to bring in the National Guard. To replace all the healthcare workers that won't get the vaccine. By the way, this is so funny to me. I don't know if I'm the only one who finds this highly amusing. Do you see Joe Biden got the booster on television last night? And this was a heroic act to prove. Well, I don't know. What was your take? Because what I took was, you realize it's been less than a year since Joe's last vaccine. All right, so my takeaway is the vaccine lasts less than a year. That was my takeaway. Like it's already failed. And this has left the good liberal reporters at the Hill baffled. Headline, majority of unvaccinated incorrectly believe boosters show vaccines aren't working. Well, why ever else would you need one? So the headline is majority of unvaccinated incorrectly believe boosters show vaccines aren't working. It's a poll by the Kaiser Family Foundation. 71% of unvaccinated respondents think that additional booster shots signal that the vaccines are not working. Okay. I am old enough to remember when you would get canceled off Facebook and maybe even lose your account if you suggested the vaccines weren't almost 100% effective. That was like almost 4 months ago. They were still repeating that. While hiding the internal documents inside the CDC, that actually showed the vaccines were failing. And so you literally had the very weird situation where on Wednesday, the heads of the CDC, head of the CDC was out there and Fauci was out there telling, oh, it's highly effective against Delta. Remember they told us that? See, I remember. No, it's highly effective. Inside the CDC, they were like, no, it's not effective at all. Spreads at the same rate among the vaccinated and the unvaccinated. They were lying about it right up until Friday when the Washington Post got a hold of their internal documents and printed them, showing it wasn't effective. So it's like nobody else remember that? Because I do. Does nobody else remember the part where the CDC admitted that the Pfizer vaccine's only 39% effective? Did I for stopping the spread? Am I the only one who remembers what's in news media archives? I mean, this is bizarro world. Of course that's what it demonstrated. They're not effective. They don't last. Why else did the CEO of Pfizer just come out and say, you're going to need one every year? And if you look at the time frame here, it's going to be less than a year. Heck, Fauci said every 5 to 6 months. Does that sound like a success formula to you? Yeah, he needed a booster because the lie they were telling, or maybe they just don't know anything about their own vaccines. Maybe they actually don't know. I don't know. The lie they were telling just months ago was that they were highly effective. Not true. That's why Joe needed one. I did my podcast on this yesterday. We know how this ends. Do you see the people in Israel? They're marching because they fell for the scam. They were way ahead of us. They're on the fourth booster, the fourth shot, because they were told that the first two would work and they could return to normal. It's the same lie that the Pfizer CEO is telling us here. He did it months ago in Israel. He pulled the same scam. He's figuring you don't know what has run in the Israeli media, and it's probably a good bet. So they told him, hey, listen, get the first two shots. We'll do temporary vaccine passports and life will return to normal. It didn't. Not only did it not return to normal, they had more cases of COVID this August than August a year ago when there was no vaccine, right? So the solution was the booster. So you got the boosters. They're way ahead of us on this. They've got over an 80% vax rate, at least one shot in Israel. So then the second, so that they did the first booster. That didn't work. For stopping the spread. Now, it is effective at reducing the severity of cases, certainly in hospitalization, and then the severity of, you know, the case that you get. Studies have shown that. So on an individual basis, sure, absolutely. It has it definitely offers protection. But for stopping the spread on a society-wide level, it doesn't. Not even at all, not even close. In fact, it seems to go up after everybody gets the booster. So now they're on the fourth booster, and the people in Israel got gigged by the Pfizer CEO. He was telling them the same thing months ago. Oh, no, you can go back to normal. With the third booster, the third shot? No. All that happens is the fourth shot. And guess what comes with that? The announcement that the vaccine passports, guess what, are not temporary. Not at all. Nope. They're going to be permanent. And you're going to have, it's going to expire every 6 months unless you take the booster. You know what that tells you? Shots only go for 6 months. And they know it in Israel. But they're not telling you any of that here yet. But see, the thing is, I read the Israeli media. So I know how this gig works. And it is a gig. They're gigging you. Isn't it weird that the Moderna and Pfizer CEOs simultaneously saying, by the way, the Pfizer vaccine is the one they have in Israel. So we can absolutely see how this ends. The Pfizer and Moderna CEO on the same day are like, we can go back to normal if you just take the, yeah, okay, sure. By the way, that would be the same 48-hour period in which the Pfizer CEO announced to Wall Street that they will be making $26 billion just off the first booster. I wonder what they're going to make off the fourth shot, second booster. He hasn't said yet. We'll find out, though. I have a feeling. So this idea that, oh, look at this. The majority of unvaccinated, incorrectly believed boosters show vaccines aren't working. I would just present you with Israel. That's my evidence. You want to know how this ends? That's how it ends. With shots every 5 to 6 months for the rest of our life. Folks, wait, Fauci is actually telling the truth on this one. That's what they plan. You can see it in Israel.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Marine Lieutenant Colonel Stuart Scheller was sent to the brig. He's the officer you might have seen. He went viral for blasting the military's leadership amid the chaotic withdrawal from Afghanistan. So essentially he's being in prison for embarrassing Joe Biden. Yeah, for defying the big guy. Now, to be fair, military code of conduct applies to him, and you can't do this. You can't defy the leadership. We can't have, you know, people doing this. You can't just decide to make your own military policy. Right? Does that could potentially give comfort to the enemy if you made your own military policy and defy the leadership? You got to have discipline. You got to have control. So the problem is not that Marine Lieutenant Colonel Stuart Scheller is in the brig. Now, the problem is that Joint Chiefs of Staff Head Mark Milley is not in the brig beside him. That's the problem. It's a big problem. Remember what I was just saying about defying the leadership, making your own policy? Yeah. Well, Marine Lieutenant Colonel Stuart Scheller, who I happen to agree with wholeheartedly what he said, that I knew what would happen to him when I saw the video. I'm surprised he did it. Maybe he didn't care. Especially in the Biden regime. I'm not surprised he's in the brig. But what is incredible is that you got a commander like Milley who defied a sitting president of the United States to consort with our enemy. And he's not in the brig. You know what the question that would be asked in a sane country would be? Do you realize what Mark Milley did? He gathered military leaders, went around the, this is after he had pledged allegiance to China, that he would be making his own military policy. He wasn't going to listen to Trump. And if Trump wanted to retaliate, invade, do anybody, whatever, I mean, whatever he was going to do in China, that he would not carry it out. Do you know what China could have done with that knowledge in that time? They had to get out of reprisal attack free policy going for months. That's treasonous. But do you know what Milley did? Do you realize what Milley did? It was more than just the two phone calls, one of which, by the way, was before the election. He had no idea who he was defying. He was going to be defying. He didn't care. It was all about Milley. It was a coup. He's not in the brig. Now, what did Marine Lieutenant Colonel Stuart Scheller do? Made his own policy and broadcast it on YouTube. What did Milley do? He made his own policy and implemented it. He's not the Supreme Commander. The President is. What did Milley do? This is the incredible part, folks. Again, the part that in a sane country would occur. Do you know Milley went around a table? He gathered all the top brass of the military and made them pledge an oath to him around the table. Do you know he did that? Let that sink in. It wasn't good enough to just betray us and call up the Chinese, tell them how unstable our president was, and how he'd take control and they didn't need to worry, how he might attack them. He's lucky they didn't launch a peremptory attack. But here's the question. This job, military officers, you know, all these the top brass that pledged to Milley? Did they ever unpledge? Are they still loyal to Milley? I'm not entirely clear who the U.S. military answers to at this point. I don't know. Is Milley in charge or is Biden? Legit question this morning. Did they ever unpledge? Are they still loyal to Milley? See, these are the kind of questions that are typical of third world banana republics, is you don't know who the military answers to, and it's usually the military that leads the coup. And so I mean, I just think we should get to the bottom of it. Especially when you consider that the guy has been very clear who he thinks the enemy is. It's us. It's Trump supporters. It's Trump voters. He's been very clear about that in interviews. So I would just like to know who the military answers to this morning. I'd like to know who the top brass answers to. I literally don't know. Somebody should ask them. They should all be in the brig with Milley in the cell next to Marine Lieutenant Colonel Stuart Scheller. Oh, it's wrong to criticize your leadership, right? Wasn't that what Milley did? His audience was the Chinese. Except he did it actively. Marine Lieutenant Colonel Stuart Scheller never was going to be able to break off a branch or branches of the military and conduct his own policy physically. He was merely questioning it. Milley questioned it to our worst enemy. He put us in literal danger
And he's still walking around. He is still walking around. Fascinating, isn't it, when you think about it? Let's jump on the Common Sense Retirement Planning at text line. Well, dear friend, here the main reason why the Democrats want to take our guns now is when they put us all out of work, we won't have anything else to do except fight back for our freedom. Well, they've always wanted our guns. They always have. So nothing has changed in terms of that. Meanwhile, so predictable. Hunter Biden, by the way, Breitbart reporting this morning, still in that deal, that multi-million dollar deal with the Chinese Communist Party. Estimates that deal might be worth up to $200 million. He's still in it. Wouldn't it be awesome to be a Democrat and be able to get away with that? I mean, folks, literally Trump's son had a brief conversation with a person of Russian descent who Hillary Clinton's law firm, it turns out, sent to their office. He had to spend $24,000 on attorneys for 12 hours of grillings. And that was when the Republicans were in charge of Congress and they grilled him. Where are the demands for the hearings on Hunter? Where are they? Republicans don't care, do they? No. No, they don't. Headline, Breitbart, Hunter Biden remains invested in communist China-linked business. Yes, of course he does. Why on earth would you want to get out of that? It's a good way to funnel money. Meanwhile, Hunter is selling his art now, right? And remember, the White House said to be transparent that they wouldn't share any of the information with the public. That's Psaki speak. Is he? And Hunter isn't going to know either. Well, how do we know Hunter doesn't know who bought the art for the big dollars? Well, you don't know. You just trust the big guy. And his son. So we don't know if Hunter doesn't know. No, but they claim Hunter doesn't know. Okay. Well, you know what? You know how we can make this real transparent and make sure he has a real art career? Let's make public. Make it public. Who bought the art? Right? Not hard. It's not hard. Make it public who he bought the art from. And then we'll know. We'll know if it was on the up and up. And that's exactly what a Republican committee in Congress is requesting. They've actually filed a FOIA. Tell us who bought Hunter's art to the White House. Want to hear how that's going?
Is this whole art scheme, though, trending in a direction where Hunter is actually going to get away with this? Because, gosh, Congressman, it sure feels that way.
We're not going to let him get away with this. The Republicans on the House Oversight Committee are laser focused on this issue. This isn't a political issue. This is a national security threat. If you look at Hunter Biden's past, look at his emails that have been verified from his laptop and other sources in the last few weeks, Hunter Biden has a history of trying to sell influence to foreign nationals, influence to his family name. And if you look at what's going on in the art world now, unfortunately, the art world has become a place for massive money laundering. This is a way for people in China to funnel money to shady American interests. This has been going on for several years now. And it just so happens that Hunter Biden started painting in the meantime, and he's selling artwork. Well, what we've asked for from the gallery is what are your policies in place to ensure that there's no money laundering taking place? We've asked the White House to disclose to us privately who the buyers of this artwork are. They won't do that, which makes me think there's something fishy going on here, because the Biden administration could put this story to rest right now by simply saying this is who's buying the art. They won't do that because this is a shady deal on a character that has a shady past, and that's Hunter Biden.
Of course they're not going to tell anybody. Folks, they are literally selling our country right in front of our faces. And they like, nobody cares. I mean, the Republicans do, but, you know. All right. Crazy neighbors text. A lot of you guys got crazy neighbors. Some of you are the crazy neighbor. Texter writes, Tara, we are actually rural and own several acres, but our neighbors didn't look at the forecast one day and decided to burn a brush pile. 25 mile an hour winds. Luckily, we were home. The fire got into our mulch. Two fire departments later, they stopped the fire right before it got to the propane tank. Oh, my God. That is a country music song about to happen. What a day that was. We're good friends now, but that wasn't much fun. Tell me about your crazy neighbor. It's Neighbor's Day.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.